This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 24th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today in Israel, the weather is comfortably warm. Tel Aviv enjoys sunshine and mild temperatures. Meanwhile, Jerusalem sees clear skies and Haifa feels a gentle breeze. As night falls, expect a warm evening, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports a commander in Hamas's military wing was eliminated in an IDF strike in Khan Yunis earlier today. Hazem Bassam Musa planned terror activities against IDF forces and infiltrated Israeli territory on October 7th. Also, Walla reveals a clash within Israeli politics. Former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu for leading Likud down a wrong path, potentially risking the party's power. Also this hour, Ynet reports Iran threatens to strike U.S. bases across Europe. Tehran warns of retaliation if countries assist U.S. military actions against Iran. Separately, JTA highlights criticism towards Israel. The country faces backlash for closing the probe into the killing of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. The IDF plans to investigate the death of 5-year-old Hind Rajab in Gaza next January. And finally, Axios uncovers efforts between Syria and Israel to reduce tensions. This follows an airbase bombing, which Syria called unjustified, while Israel defended its actions. Here's what people are saying online. I24 News English shared just minutes ago that Burundi might deploy soldiers to the Gaza Strip as part of an international stabilization force. A Burundian military team visited Israel last week to explore this possibility. Visegrad 24 reports Armenia's prime minister plans to seek EU membership soon. This follows Armenia's recent parliamentary victory and ongoing issues with the Russia-led alliance. Raylan Givens, a political commentator, noted earlier today on social media that Iran faces significant economic pressure. This leads officials to issue threats, suggesting possible military action or diplomatic agreements. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the IDF strike in Khan Yunis. Israel Hayom reports that the operation targeted Hazem Bassam Musa, a key figure in Hamas's military wing. Musa was involved in orchestrating terror activities against the IDF following an earlier infiltration into Israeli territory. This strike reflects Israel's ongoing efforts to neutralize security threats. Turning to Israeli politics, Walla explains the internal tensions within the Likud party. Former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu's leadership, suggesting that deviations from traditional party values might endanger their political standing. These comments highlight a growing divide in the lead-up to potential elections. Meanwhile, Ynet discusses Iran's escalating rhetoric against the U.S. and its allies. Iran's foreign ministry warns of possible attacks on American bases across Europe if nations support U.S. military actions. This situation adds to the complexities of international diplomacy and regional stability. In a related development, JTA covers the international criticism facing Israel. The decision to close an investigation into the deaths of World Central Kitchen workers has drawn backlash. The IDF's planned investigation into the killing of a child in Gaza aims to address some of these concerns and maintain transparency. Finally, Axios reveals diplomatic efforts between Syria and Israel. Both countries seek to calm tensions after recent military actions, including an airbase bombing. These talks are crucial for maintaining regional peace amidst ongoing conflicts. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that presenter Rotem Sella is transitioning into business. She's joining the ownership side of a new venture after significant investment and development over 3 years. Separately, Globes announces that Israel received FAA approval for flights to the U.S. The airline plans to start the route on October 19th, possibly earlier, expanding international travel options. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a major development in the Negev. A startup-like approach in local government has led to significant revenue growth and plans for thousands of new apartments, fostering economic growth in the region. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.